National Park Service approves demolition of RFK Stadium in D.C. by Dylan Gwynn on May 2, 2024. If you build it, they will come. But, before you build it, you must first knock it down. On Thursday, it was announced that the National Park Service had approved the demolition of Robert F. Kennedy Memorial Stadium, better known as RFK Stadium, in Washington, D.C. Now, for those of us who grew up watching the Redskins in their glory years at what was at one point the loudest stadium in the league and the toughest ticket to get in town, this is a sad day. However, that sadness is balanced out by the fact that the team has been looking to relocate back to D.C. for several years. Specifically, the team would like to return to their original location, RFK Stadium. Of course, that couldn't happen with the old, rundown stadium still there. So, the NPS approval paves the way for what could be a triumphant return in the next 2 years. Tearing down RFK is arguably the lesser of two things that had to be done to bring the Commanders back to D.C. The main sticking point was the much-despised former owner, Daniel Snyder. With RFK slated to be destroyed and new, far better ownership in place, there really isn't a formidable barrier to making the return happen. The Commanders' current stadium, the much-maligned FedEx Field in Maryland, is regarded as one of the worst stadiums in the NFL. Despite that, all three local governments, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, are expected to bid for the right to host the team's new stadium. However, with new owner Josh Harris a passionate fan of the team from his boyhood days growing up in the D.C. area, there's a strong chance he'll want to bring the team home.